Erdogan and Sisi, of both of them, in fact, they have interests in the Horn of Africa. As you know, in the Horn of Africa, there are now a competition between even Chinese. Right now, there's a meeting in Beijing, right? Mm-hmm. The whole of Africa is going to be in trouble, I'm afraid. So what they are trying to do is Somalia, since they are having estrangement with Ethiopia, and Egypt has always estrangement with Ethiopia over the Nile issue, so they both of them are kind of joking for how to have Somalia's consent supporting Egyptian issues in the Horn, and also Somalia's support with Turkish issues in the Sunni world. There's, right. You know, the Saudis are leading the Wahhabi world, mm-hmm. and these guys are Sunni world. So
this is a strategic meeting.
Yeah, it is. It is. Both of them, so they have some mutual interest. Mm-hmm. And unfortunately, since Somalia is the weakest link, you know, we cannot even negotiate that much. In fact, as you follow, Somalia is expected to getting arms forces from Egypt. I really don't know, Pete, how that's going to be helping, because already if Ethiopia...
Will this increase the tension between Ethiopia, Egypt, and then the tension between Ethiopia and Somalia following?
Of course. Already Ethiopia is claiming that maybe they will have some outlet to the Indian Ocean or to the Red Sea. For sure, when Somalia invites Egyptian troops, in fact, that will agitate a lot of Ethiopia. It might even lead a more confrontational between Somalia and Ethiopia. And Somalis today, as we all know, I think Somalia has no capacity to really defending itself militarily. Okay, that's why they are looking for Egyptian support as well as for Turkish support. Turkish forces are already there on the Indian Ocean, Somalia, and they promised that they will be protecting the seas and the oceans, and Egyptians probably are going to be protecting Somalia from Ethiopia.
But there's a third force here where Djibouti made a proposal to give Ethiopia access to the Red Sea if it wants. Mm-hmm. Some people said that it looks like Djibouti's plan will put Ethiopia on the hot spot, because if you say you want access to the sea and you want Somaliland route, we are giving it to you without any fight, without any confrontation, without any tension. What is your take on that?
Yeah, Djibouti, Ethiopia from get-go, they have been looking for an outlet throughout their history, really. In fact,
that is after losing Eritrea.
Yeah, after losing Eritrea, now they're looking for any way that they can get something out to the Indian Ocean or to the Red Sea. So really, it is activities, Ethiopian activities in the Horn. In fact, it's going to be creating more problems to the whole region, I'm afraid. Because in Djibouti, that's now where right now, even the Chinese, they have only military base in Djibouti. They are American base in Djibouti. They are all kind of... So if Ethiopia joins that competition, already Ethiopia, you know, has got it is imports, exports going through Djibouti, so they have no problem. So I don't. What has to worry us is the Somali corridor that they are looking for. If that happens, that will be a big problem.
But do you see the tensions easing anytime soon between Mogadishu and Addis Ababa?
It doesn't seem like that. Ethiopia indeed is trying to take advantage of the weaknesses of Somalia militarily. Already Ethiopia has got troops in southwest Somalia. Ethiopia has got troops in central Somalia. All over the Somalia, there are Ethiopians militarily as well as civilians. In fact, even in northern Somalia, I mean, people who are running the business and stuff like that, it's all Oromo or Amhara or Tigrayan people. So I don't think it's going to be easing this tension. It might be, in fact, complicating more. That's why really Somalia is panicking. That they ask Turkey to protect the sea. Now they are asking Egypt to protect the mainland. So I don't think it's going to be easing that much.